Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, you guys. Justin Sylvester from E! News here. Looking for a new way to stream? Well, meet Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal. With tons of movies and shows, plus a daily dose of news, sports, and pop culture, there's something for everybody. And best of all, you can watch for free or upgrade for more. Who doesn't like that? So go to PeacockTV.com and start streaming now. Personally, I can't wait to get into that Law & Order SVU vault. You know I'm a fiend for it.
Today on Daily Pop, Cardi and Meg's new song has been getting some serious backlash, and they are fighting back. I'm Aaron Lim. Hello. Hi, that is me. Joined today by Morgan Stewart and Roxy Diaz. It is Wednesday. Welcome. So a lot of people aren't exactly thrilled with WAP's lyrics, saying they are inappropriate and a bad influence on young women. But Cardi and Meg, they're not here for it. Listen to some of the song.
Beat it up, baby, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card.
Light of my morning.
Meg tweeted about the double standard, pointing out other songs by men that are just as vulgar. And fans are calling attention to the fact that there have been a lot of songs over the years by men and women that are just as explicit, if not worse. What do you think? Is WAP too raunchy?
I feel like this is always the topic, right? Like if a woman does something that's too provocative or she comes out with lyrics that are just sort of shocking and people like are not used to maybe women speaking that way, they cause a whole commotion. And the truth is men have been doing this for years and years and years. They say the worst things about women. They talk about the most sexually explicit acts that they have done with multiple people. I just don't think it's that big of a deal. And I think if Meg and Cardi want to put out a song with these lyrics and empower themselves and own their sexuality, they should be able to do whatever they want.
Exactly. I mean, yes. I'm all here for whatever Cardi wants to do, and she's not the first. And let's not get it twisted. Whenever anybody can find a reason to throw hate and shine when a woman is doing her thing, they're going to do it. There has been worse. We got Trina had to go through the same scrutiny. Kaya, my neck and my back, had to go through the same scrutiny. Sierra, Ride It, got banned from even BET because they thought it was way too sexual, but you could play Big Pimpin' Spending G's and putting champagne all over women's breasts, but that's okay to play on TV. So the double standard is a bunch of BS to me.
Yeah, it's very true. Those are such good examples.
Right. And is it a raunchy song? Sure. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Yes, it is. Is it too raunchy? I don't think so. When we are comparing it to these other songs, Lick Me Like a Lollipop, we just said before the show started, Slob on My Knob. You know, there are a lot of songs that
Don't stop, pop that.
Seriously.
Let me see you do.
Exactly.
What? I want to rock. Come on.
Yes. The examples. It goes on and on and on. But if you will say it is too raunchy for you, fine. Do not let me catch you listening to any of these other songs, because if you're saying this is too much, then you cannot listen to any other music with explicit language or any other sexual references. You know, it's funny because I did a deep dive this morning, and there are articles with doctors coming to WAP's defense, being like, this is a song that is literally just recognizing the spectrum of normal and shedding light on different women and what they go through when they are aroused. And this is normal. And do not shame healthy women. So do not shame healthy women. How do you guys feel about people saying it's a bad influence on young women?
Every generation. I mean, this is also...
Right. Yeah. Right.
Every generation is going to go through, oh, this is bad. This is a bad influence on just hip hop in general has always had that stigma of being a bad influence on society ever since NWA was saying F the police. And they still banned that song in a lot of places. So it's like, I don't think that they're all every generation we go through it. We see it. It's nothing new. It's just Cardi is one of those that is knocking through the door right now. People don't like it. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Fine. But your kids are still going to watch it anyway.
Totally. And if you want to shield your kids from it, if you feel like they're too young to listen to a song like that, I can respect that. Listen, like, do I maybe necessarily want my 11-year-old daughter to listen to these lyrics? Probably not. But then also the idea of her even understanding them at that point probably doesn't matter. Like, the things that I was listening to, even if I was listening to, like, a Sublime song, I know that's such a random example, when I was younger, I was singing along to things that I didn't even know what I was saying. And then only years later did I realize, wow, that was kind of serious for me to be talking about.
When you were 11, Morgan, is different from 11-year-olds now. You got to understand that 11-year-old girls now are even experienced their first period now, which is crazy to me because I was like 16 when I got mine. So it's like, it's a different 11 now. These girls, they're doing things at school that parents have no idea what's going on. Trust me, like, you screen your kids' text messages. They know way more than what you think. We can't play stupid when it comes to kids.
They also look differently now, too, than when we were younger. I feel like kids now look completely different than when we were growing up also. 100%. I was like, wait, what? I was like the ugliest thing, and they're all, like, stunning now. So I don't know how that happened, but
they're very weird. Advanced now. They're way more advanced
now. Can't wait to check in with you in 11 years when you're going through it. all right, let's move on. There is a fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot in the works, but it won't be anything like the 90s sitcom we all remember. Here's a peek.
Why don't you go back to Philly? Born and raised, right?
You think I would ever want to be in this life?
You're not welcome, Will.
This is fake.
Wherever you're from,
this is fake. You didn't do anything to earn this. I never had nothing.
My life ain't a sitcom, I guess. I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
Yo, you must be from Philly.
Yeah. What's up, man? I'm Will.
Jazz.
I love it.
According to Deadline, it'll be a one-hour drama set in today's world. It'll be called Bel-Air, and it's based off a fan film that went viral last year. Will Smith is a producer on it, so he's on board. What do you think? Do you like it as a drama, or do you prefer the comedy?
When I first heard the idea this morning, I was like, no, I don't want them to do this. This doesn't make sense. The show is so iconic. It was so funny. It was so groundbreaking in so many ways. Even like when you got home from school, I remember it was on the WB. You watched those opening credits. You heard the song. It was like such an iconic moment. So I was like, please don't ruin it being a drama. But now that I've seen the clip and, you know, the idea of the show being flipped into a drama, like I'm kind of here for it. I feel like it makes sense if it's done well and it's not cheesy at all. I think it needs to go the complete opposite.
100%. I think if Will Smith's hand is in it, first and foremost, genius, Uncle Will, genius. But I think that it's exactly what we need. How many of us come? I remember I came from New Orleans and the East Coast, coming to L.A., seeing Bel-Air, and I had a different picture because I saw Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I thought it was going to be that, and it's not. You don't understand the transition that people go through coming from urban cities and then jumping into suburbia. It's a culture shock for you. So this is what a lot of people are going through this day. And it's a perfect reflection of art meeting life now, though. I think it's going to be amazing. I'm here for it.
Plus, and by the way, those clips are from the movie that went viral last year. And then that's what the show could potentially look like. It looks like it was awesome. I haven't seen this clip that they did, or I haven't seen this movie, but I think it's going to be great. And, you know, with Will Smith backing it and involved, I think it'll be a really awesome show. It's taking on topics of today that are really important. So, I think it's going to be awesome.
Talk about perfect timing. Coming out with Bel-Air clothing, too. Like, it's just all starting to make sense. Bel-Air clothing, Bel-Air show. It's just mastermind. Yeah. Will Smith. Gotta love him.
Always. It's all coming back. All right, let's talk about Harry and Meghan. We've learned they have purchased a home in Santa Barbara, California, where they've been since July. Their new neighbors include celebs like Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah Winfrey. But get this, according to the Daily Mail, royal insiders say Prince Charles is helping Meghan and Harry pay for the property. Are you guys surprised Prince Charles would do this?
Roxy, I'm so turned around by these two. I don't even know. There's like a new story every single day. Something's happening. They're moving. They need more privacy. I think it's just not a great look. You know, they leave. They want privacy. They want to be financially independent. I feel like everything we've ever heard about them from them moving from Britain to Los Angeles was like, where they're going to do it on their own. They're financially independent. They have all of these deals in the works. And now to have to move from their Beverly Hills mansion to Santa Barbara, and then they have to ask dad for help. I just don't think it's the best reflection on Harry and just, you know, the whole royal family and just sort of like the people there. They're like, what's going on? You leave, you want to do your own thing. It's messy. So messy. It does not look good.
It's so messy. I mean, I'm here for a little Montecito home. I'm not mad at it. But
totally.
They still owe like $2.4 million to taxpayers for their house back in England. So it's like, is Big Bro going to pay for that too? But listen, I'm here for family that's going to step in because, you know, I wish my brothers would just pay for something for me. I mean, they don't ask for much, but it would be nice, you know, like pay for dinner or... Right. A new bag or something that I want. Just that.
Amen.
Yeah. Not surprised. After reading some of the reports where Meghan was super close to Prince Charles and she treated him like a second dad, you know, we don't know how their relationship ended. There were a lot of rumors about the brothers having that rift, but, you know, I'm not surprised, but who knows if that's the truth? We will never know.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to commercial. Coming up, Justin Hartley's first ex comes to his defense after some wild accusations. Plus, which is a bigger commitment, baby or marriage? We've got our expert, Morgan Stewart.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a lot going on with This Is Us star Justin Hartley. As we've mentioned, his split with his ex-wife, Chrishell Stause, is currently playing out on her Netflix show, Selling Sunset. She claims he told her about the divorce via text. Well, now Justin's first ex-wife, Lindsay, is standing up for him, calling him a solid man and a devoted father. Mm. At the same time, he seems to be making things on Instagram official with actress Sophia Pernis over the weekend. Sophia posted a pic of a man's arm with the caption, "Easy like Sunday morning." Then Justin posted a pic with his dog with a very similar caption. What do you guys think? Did they purposefully time these photos?
Yes. The short answer is yes, right? I mean, Roxy, I mean, yes, they did. This is what people do. It's like the badly sort of like, you know, same theme, same idea. Like none of this shit is a coincidence, okay? These are all things that are calculated. They're spoken about at great length and they seem like such an effortless, you know, photo that's just thrown up. It's like they probably took 15 versions of that photo, got his arm perfectly positioned with the cigar. Like, yes, this was planned, obviously. Yeah.
And I don't think that she's playing this out for ratings or anything like that. I mean, if you really go through, everybody deals with breakup and heartbreak differently.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, we could be talking right now on air and then I think about my ex and then all of a sudden I'm sorry, guys. I need a moment. It just hits you differently. So it doesn't matter if cameras are rolling or not. She's going through it, girl. Everybody goes through it differently. Now, if producers edit it the right way, then that's for ratings.
Right. And she is just speaking her truth. This is something that happened that is really big. You know, she also, Chrishell has also been reportedly liking tweets from fans suggesting that Justin may have cheated. We had no response from his team on this, but, you know, there are claims.
I'm going to do that too. I'm going to throw shade. I'm going to like every bad thing you say about him. I'm going to retweet you. I'm going to yes girl you. I'm going to do all of that. Even when I'm blocked.
I'm throwing
subliminal messages on my caption, everything. I'm going all
in. Oh, we love a subliminal message. We love that. Okay, but would you be more hesitant to date the guy after knowing all of that drama has happened?
Women never do that. They always take like a pause and they're like, okay, maybe let me see. But every woman thinks she's different. Every woman thinks she's going to be the reason that he changes. Everybody goes for it. Yeah. And honestly, you know what? Just because a man cheats on you with, you know, a man that you're dating cheats on you doesn't mean he's necessarily going to cheat on the next girl. Like, some people date and they're not a fit and people make mistakes. Like, that's also a possibility. You know, just because you make a mistake once doesn't mean you're forever a cheater.
My ex definitely cheated on the next girl that he cheated on me with. Definitely, it's a psycho.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha, bitch.
It's sometimes it is a character flaw, and if you don't check your own character and yourself, and you don't learn from it, yes, you can repeat that. Here's another question for you, ladies. What is more of a commitment, marriage or a baby?
I'll step in, guys. So here's the deal. I honestly think, having been married and then now going to be getting married again, and now I'm having a child, life, it happens to you, huh? It doesn't go the way you planned. I definitely think having a child is way more of a commitment. Obviously, marriage in itself is a commitment. It's a lot of work. It's definitely something that you need to work at. It you know, involves a lot of compromise. I think it definitely involves like a certain level of emotional maturity. You have to be open to being vulnerable and exposing your flaws and addressing your own flaws, which is new for me. But I think having a child, that's for the rest of your life. Relationships fade out, but your kid is yours forever. You have to take care of it. No, I think having a baby is way bigger of a commitment than
100. And all of the scrutiny happened with Zonique and T.I. and Tiny's daughter, their household, let me say. You know, she has a great foundation. She has a great example of what a great mom is. Tiny is an amazing mom, and it's not like she's not going to have parents that are there to help her if she needs that help. But if that's her prerogative, her intuition to do, people have done worse. Like, I can't stand people putting their two cents into things that they see in their own neighborhood every single day. I mean, come on. We have a whole show called Teen Moms, and most of those girls aren't married. So what's the deal?
Yeah, agreed. Right. Agreed.
So, yeah, as you said, Roxy, Zonique, who is Tiny's daughter and T.I.'s stepdaughter and has been featured on the family's hit reality show, is now pregnant. And she's been getting some criticism because she's 24 years old and not married, and because her boyfriend of 2 years has already had two children. In a recent interview, Zonique said she doesn't want to get married right now, and she thinks marriage is an even bigger commitment than a baby. For me, I think the baby is more of a commitment. You can't necessarily leave or break up with your child. Some people have, but, you know, people get married and then they get remarried, or they have a boyfriend and then they break up. So, I think a child is definitely more of a commitment.
And if she were to get married right now, it's like those studies that come out. Most of the people that get married in their 20s, they don't even last into their mid-30s. They end up lasting for a few years and they divorce and then they remarry again. So it's like, She's making a very mature decision. I'll give her that.
Yes.
For sure.
So
okay,
true.
Here's a hard turn. Would you pick your pet over your partner? I kind of did that. You know, I've been quarantining with my pet, but not consciously. Anyone pick your pet over your partner?
I don't have a partner. So
I'm
going to
go with
this.
Oh, I'm going to go with, I guess I've sort of done that, but now I would probably pick my partner.
Yeah, there was a study saying that women have been quarantining with their pets over their partners, and I fall into that category. So just a very sad story about my life. Up next, Will Smith is swimming with sharks, but would you rather do that or drink a placenta smoothie? We're playing the ultimate round of Would You Rather next.
God placed the greatest things in life on the other side of your biggest fears. I started to realize how poisonous fear can be. It steals your ability to be able to enjoy life.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Shark Week is back on Discovery, and it's better than ever. Last night, Will Smith tackled his fear of swimming with sharks in Will Smith Off the Deep End. So we're going to play a little game of Would You Rather Shark Week Edition. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather drink a placenta smoothie like Teen Mom's Kaylin Lowry or swim with sharks like Will Smith?
Is it my own placenta or someone random's placenta?
Oh, sure, your placenta.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, I know. Yeah, no, it's I rather drink my own placenta smoothie.
I'm going with sharks. No sharks. Placenta for me. Would you rather find out about your divorce in a text like Chrishell Stouse or swim with sharks like Will Smith?
Swim with sharks.
Same.
Swim with sharks.
Sharks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Give us the sharks.
Don't break up with me on
would
a text
you
or divorce me on a text.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah. At least true. Call me.
Right.
Would you rather have to schedule sex like Amy Schumer or swim with the sharks like Will Smith? Sharks.
Schedule sex. Schedule sex. Schedule. There's nothing wrong with that. You schedule your nails. You schedule everything. Yeah. You schedule everything in your life.
Yeah, sharks for me. It sounds more exciting. Yeah. Would you rather have your wedding postponed like Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams or swim with sharks like Will Smith?
Have my wedding postponed. I'm not into sharks, as you can tell. Yeah, I'll swim with sharks on that one.
Sharks.
Yeah. All the planning that must go through a wedding and then you got to postpone it, that sounds like a headache. I'll swim with sharks.
Seriously. All right, here's a really tough one. Would you rather talk to your significant other about cheating on you like Will Smith did on Red Table Talk or swim with sharks like Will Smith?
Sharks. Sharks.
Sharks.
I've had
sure
a conversation with my significant other about a cheat. I've had this conversation in too many relationships, so we can do it again. It's okay. I have no problem with this conversation. So why did you do it? So why? Okay. How are you going to be different? That's right. Oh, my God. We need to find you a nice guy.
All the way. For real. Don't miss the rest of Shark Week, which continues through Sunday on Discovery Channel. Okay, now we've got to get to some wacky Wednesday headlines, starting with a sleepover at the world's last blockbuster.
Blockbuster. It's because you don't even know what that is anymore.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, what is a blockbuster? The world's last blockbuster store in Bend, Oregon. It's an Airbnb. It's inviting movie lovers to book one night stay and enjoy the throwback party of their dreams with pizza, candy, and of course, 90s movies. Would you do this?
Yeah, yes, for absolutely. Free, for trade, for post. Yeah. I'm not paying for that.
Yeah,
that's also true. Yeah, definitely not paying for it.
I would definitely have a dope slumber party, and I could already like smell the old DVDs and videos. I love it. Yeah. All right, you guys, that is it for us today. Tomorrow, we are talking to 90 Day Fiancé breakout stars Darcy and Stacey. Also, don't forget to check out Nightly Pop at 11:30 tonight on E! Make sure you watch Daily Pop every day at 12:30 and set your DVR so you don't miss us. Bye.
Bye.